Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And since we have just snuck into the month of October, we're going to take a look at some of those shows that have opened in October. And we had quite a few to choose from.
6 pages this time, Michael. And we're going to one of the oldest. The Merry Widow opened October 21st, 1907 at the New Amsterdam Theater, and it ran for 416 performances. Which was about 4 times as many as you needed to have a hit back in the good old days. Now, there isn't any recording from the 1907 Broadway original cast, and if we had it, you probably wouldn't enjoy listening to it. So we found a recording that features Kitty Carlisle. And Kitty Carlisle was born in New Orleans and apprenticed at the Bucks County Playhouse in New Hope, Pennsylvania. She was on Broadway in Champagne Sec, White Horse Inn, Three Waltzes, Walk with Music, The Rape of Lucretia, Anniversary Waltz, and On Your Toes. And in 1945, she made a recording of Highlights from The Merry Widow, and we're going to use her recording of Velia. With music by Franz Lehár and English lyrics by Adrian Ross, that was Velia, sung by Kitty Carlisle from The Merry Widow.
Now, the most recent show we'll be looking at is one that opened in 2014, but no musical has opened since October of 2016, and the last one that opened was a revival of Falsettos. Also that year, we had Holiday Inn, the new Irving Berlin musical at Studio 54, and a revival of Dames at Sea. But we're going back to October 26, 2014, for The Last Ship, the musical that was written about Sting's childhood experiences. And Sting's full name, and I always love this, and I thought, if you've got this as a name, why would you shorten it to Sting, is Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner, and he's a CBE. The Last Ship opened at the Neil Simon Theater, and even with Sting working very hard to keep it open, it only ran 105 performances. Here from the original Broadway cast recording, we have Michael Esper and the company to sing All This Time.
I looked out across the river today, saw a city in the fog and an old church tower where the seagulls play. Saw the sad shire horses walking home in the sodium light, and a pale sun shrinks from the empty streets and the day falls into night. The river flowed endlessly to the sea.
World's End!
Oh yeah, World's End. More like a world's end. Our teachers taught us the Romans built this place. They built a wall and a temple on the edge of the Empire garrison town. They lived and they died, and they prayed to their gods, but the stone gods did not make a sound. And their empire crumbled till all that was left were these stones the workmen found. All this time, the river flowed endlessly.
That was Michael Esper and the company of The Last Ship, a musical by Sting from 2014.
Let's go to October 29th, 1977. John Kander and Fred Ebb wrote a score for their friend Liza Minnelli, and the show was called The Act. We're going to play a song which, in our 35 years on the air, we have never used from this show before. Liza Minnelli and the chorus sing Hot Enough For You.
Yeah! All right! the world today. You got violence and sex. You got your movies rated X. You got the devil with his hex. Flip the dial on your TV screen and it's 10-1 you'll get a gun, a bayonet. And you ain't seen nothing yet. Mister, mister, is it hot enough for ya? Are you digging the action? How you liking the ride? You're a paying patron, so is it hot enough for ya? Since you're a customer, you're entitled to be satisfied.
Yeah!
All right! A look at the world today. You got pushers being plugged. You got wires being bugged. Man, you got your granny being mugged. Flip the switch on your TV screen. You got lawyers on the take. You got your doctors on the make. Well, for goodness sake. Mister, mister, he's hot enough for ya. Are you digging the action? How you liking the ride? You're a paying patron, so is it hot enough for ya? You're a customer, you're entitled to your homicide. You're entitled to your fratricide. You're entitled to your genocide.
You're entitled to your blood and guts.
That's right.
You're entitled to your slugs and sluts.
Sure.
You're entitled to your boots and butts.
Why not?
You heard Hot Enough For You from The Act, which opened at the Majestic Theater in 1977 and played for 233 performances. Our singer was Liza Minnelli and the chorus.
10 days before The Last Ship opened, a revival of On the Town opened at the Lyric Theater. This was on October 16th, 2014. It was the third and most popular revival of this show, the other two running fewer than 80 performances each, and its run of 368 performances fell just 100 shy of the initial smash hit that On the Town was. Of course, it was by Leonard Bernstein, Betty Comden, and Adolph Green, and from this revival, we're going to hear Tony Yazbek and the chorus sing Lucky to Be Me.
I used to think it might be fun to be anyone else but me. I thought that it would be a pleasant surprise to wake up as a couple of other guys. But now that I've found you, I've changed my point of view. And no, I wouldn't give a dime to be anyone else but me. What a day fortune smiled and came my way, bringing love I never thought I'd see. I'm so lucky to be me. What a night, suddenly you came in sight, looking just the way I hoped you'd be. I'm so lucky to be me. I am simply thunderstruck at the change in my luck. Knew at once I wanted you, never dreamed you'd want me to. I'm so proud you chose me from all the crowd. There's no other guy I'd rather be. I could laugh out loud. I'm so lucky to be me.
What a day fortune smiled and came my way, bringing love I never thought I'd see. I'm so lucky to be me. What a night, suddenly you came in sight, looking just the way to be me.
from all the crowd.
There's no other guy I'd rather be.
I could laugh out loud. I'm so lucky to be.
That was Tony Yazbek and the chorus from the 2014 revival of On the Town with Lucky to Be Me.
It's not unusual for dramatic plays to have musical versions if the dramatic play is a success, and Raisin in the Sun was a great success. Its musical version, simply titled Raisin, opened on October 18, 1973 at the 46th Street Theater and played for 847 performances. There's an excellent original cast album, which has never been out of print, and we're going to hear a song from that. It's called Man Say, and if you know the play, it's between a husband and wife who have to live with his mother because they can't afford a place of their own. They're performed by Ernestine Jackson and Joe Morton, who sing Man Say.
Eat your eggs. They're gonna be cold.
Eat my eggs. Eat my eggs. Eat my eggs. Man say, I got me a dream. A woman say, I'll pass the cream. Man say, just hear the plans that I've made. A woman say, marmalade. Man say, don't make me wait. A woman say, I'll pass your plate. Man say, here's what I care about most. A woman say, I burnt the toast. Man say, I got to do something big before I get too old. A woman say, a coffee's getting cold. Man say, when the chance comes by, win or lose, gotta try. That boy sleeping in the living room needs living room to grow. See, is this gonna be all he'll ever know?
Well, honey, you never say nothing new. So you'd rather be Mr. Arnold than be his chauffeur. So I'd rather be living in Buckingham Palace.
And I'm telling you, this ain't no fly-by-night proposition. We got a partnership.
Walter, will you eat your eggs?
Man say, look out. Don't try to slow me down. Here come a giant 50-foot high. Man say, no this or that piece. Say, here's where it's at. Reach up, grab a piece of the sky. Risks? Here I'm talking to you about me, about us, and all you got to say is, oh, damn my eggs. Now damn all the eggs that ever was.
Then get dressed and go to work.
There's the answer I've been looking for. It's clear can be. Now I know the way to make the great eye. What's been laid specially for me. Man say, right now, this is that chance to move. No time to walk, get ready to fly. Man say, life's on the line. He say, it's yours and mine. Wake up, for it passes you by. Woman say, woman say, eat your eggs. Damn.
A Ernestine Jackson and Joe Morton sang Man Say from Raisin, a score by Judd Walden and Robert Britton. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio cannot exist without your financial support.
When Clifford Odets' play Golden Boy opened in the 1930s, it was a huge hit, running for 250 performances. When the musical version opened on October 20th, 1964 at the Majestic Theater, it ran for 569 performances, and that was due largely in part because it starred Sammy Davis Jr. The music and lyrics are by Charles Strauss and Lee Adams, and it has really never been revived, and every time they've tried to revive the original Odets play, it's failed miserably. It's played 53 and 55 performances in the two revivals. But we do have an original cast recording, and that we'll be listening to now, featuring Billy Daniels, Sammy Davis Jr., and the company, with a song from Golden Boy entitled, This Is the Life.
I live good. Come with me, Joe. Yes? No? Maybe?
Show me.
Be my guest.
This is the life. Here's where the living is. This is the life. Baby, you're there. This is the life. You've waited long enough. Man, you've arrived. Breathe in that air. Wine and perfume. Silver and candlelight. Children, make way. Joe's here to stay. Come join the club. Hear that sweet music start. This is the life, sweetheart.
Don't be a square, Joe. Tell them bye-bye. Get where the action is. Come have some fun. I'll lead the way. This is the life. They've kept you in a box. Break down the walls. Come out and play. See all the lights. They're sparing Wellington. How sweet the song. When you'll be on top of the heap. That's how it's got to be. This is the life you'll see.
Can I be what I want to be?
Yes, you can.
Can I get what I want to get?
Yes, you can.
Can I have a car with a built-in bar?
Color TV and a Playboy key.
And 100 chairs of AT&T.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Contour chair, imported boots.
A calendar watch and custom-made shoes.
Photograph in the Daily News.
Yes, you can.
Uh-huh.
$10 ties.
Yes, sir, how many?
You'll get to call Leonard Bernstein Lenny. Lunch at Shaw's, pick up the tab.
The doorman saying, may I get you a cab?
Cab?
Thank you.
Bartender asking, what do you have?
Yeah.
Charge account at Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yeah. Diamond studs, finest grade.
And every single album Ray Charles ever made.
Polaroid camera.
Stereo sets.
Season box.
To see the Mets.
Charcoal grill.
With a Nathan's Frank.
Dines Club card.
And money in the bank.
Shave and a haircut.
Me next.
This is the life.
This is the life.
It's where the living is.
Living is.
This is the life.
Only the best.
Maybe you're there.
This is for me.
Come on in.
Free, black, and 21.
Come on in.
This is the life. Breathe in that air.
You live for this lovely life.
This groovy atmosphere. Out of my way. Joe's here to stay.
It's right.
Of the hill, that's how it's got to be. This is the life. This is the life. This is the life for me.
Yeah!
from the original cast of Golden Boy. That was Billy Daniels, Sammy Davis Jr., and the company with This Is the Life.
Once on This Island is currently enjoying a revival at Circle in the Square, but the first production on Broadway opened on October 18, 1990 at the Booth Theater, where it played for 469 performances. From the score by Stephen Flaherty and Lynn Ahrens, we're going to hear La Chance and the chorus with a song for the leading character, Timoun. The song is called Waiting for Life.
A stranger in white, in a car, going somewhere.
La Chance and the chorus sang Waiting for Life from Once on This Island.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to songs from the shows of October on The Dress Circle. On October 14th, 1961, the fourth musical to win a Pulitzer Prize opened at the 46th Street Theater. It was How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Another triumph for Frank Lesser, this one running 1,417 performances. From the original cast, we're playing one of our favorite songs featuring Claudette Sutherland, Charles Nelson Reilly, and the company, Coffee Break.
There's no coffee!
No coffee! Oh! I can take my coffee break, my coffee break, my coffee break. If I can take my coffee break, something within me dies.
Myself is something within me dies.
If I can't make 3 daily trips where shining shrine benignly drips and taste cardboard between my lips, something within me dies.
Myself is something within me dies.
No coffee.
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 That office light doesn't have to be fluorescent. I'll get no pains in the head. That office chair doesn't have to be foam rubber. So if I spread, so I spread. But only one chemical substance gets out the lead.
Like she said, if I can take my coffee break, my coffee break, my coffee break, if I can take my coffee break, gone is the sense of enterprise.
Oh, gone, and something within me dies.
No coffee,
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 no coffee.
If I can take my coffee break,
somehow the soul no longer tries.
Somewhere I don't metabolize.
Coffee, coffee,
something within me.
Coffee or otherwise. Coffee or otherwise. Coffee or otherwise. Something inside of me dies.
From the original cast of Frank Lesser's How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, you heard Claudette Sutherland, Charles Nelson Reilly, and the company with Coffee Break.
Victor Victoria was a very successful film, and on October 26, 1995, Victor Victoria became a stage musical. It opened at the Marquee Theater, where it played for 734 performances. The songs in the film were written by Henry Mancini and Leslie Brickus, but there weren't enough of them for a stage musical, so Frank Wildhorn wrote some original songs. We're going to use a song that was more fully developed in the film than it is in the show, and it's by Mancini and Brickus. The song is You and Me, and it's sung by Julie Andrews and Tony Roberts.
You,
you,
and me,
and me.
We're the kind of people other people would like to be. A little strolling,
why not?
Wandering free. We present the kind of picture people are glad to see. We don't care that tomorrow comes with no guarantee. Leave each other for company. And come what may, you and me will stay together year after year. Won't we, my dear? That's why we're you and
Walkley Square.
Okay.
I taught him everything he knows.
That's why he has so little left.
Oh, I'll get you for that. Oh, I love whistling.
Out.
Careful now. Twice.
Ha!
I can't
fool you, can
no,
I?
No, you can't. Watch, Toddy.
Perfect! Shoot! You're on your own, kid.
What? What? Oh, Toddy.
Beauteous.
Eat your heart out.
And come what may, you and me will stay together year after year. Won't we, my dear? We'll always be you and me. We'll always be you and me.
From the Broadway original cast of Victor Victoria, you heard Julie Andrews and Tony Roberts sing You and Me.
We're going back to 1940 now for a Cole Porter musical that opened on Mischief Night in 1940 at the 46th Street Theater. And that's October 30th for those of you who never went out for a Mischief Night. The musical was Panama Hattie, and we actually have its leading lady singing one of the songs. Here is Ethel Merman with Make It Another Old-Fashioned Please.
Since I went on the wagon, I'm certain drink is a major crime. For when you lay off the liquor, you feel so much slicker. Well, that is most of the time. But there are moments, sooner or later, when it's tough, I've got to say, not to say, waiter. Make it another old-fashioned please. Make it another double old-fashioned please. Make it for one who's due to join the disillusion. Make it for one of love's new refugees. Once high in my castle, I reign supreme. And oh, what a castle built on a began to crash. So make it another old fashion, please. Leave out the cherry. Leave out the
from Cole Porter's Panama Hattie, that was Ethel Merman with Make It Another Old-Fashioned Please.
One of the big box office champions of the month was Mamma Mia, which opened on October 18th, 2001 at the Winter Garden Theater and played for 5,758 performances. Although there is a CD that's being marketed as the original Broadway cast, it isn't. There isn't any Broadway original cast. It's the London recording being sold as the Broadway original cast. And from that original cast, in quotes, album, we're going to hear a song called S.O.S. It's sung by Siobhan McCarthy and Hinton McRae, who have fun with an ABBA song.
Where are those happy days? They seem so hard to find. I try to reach for you, but you have closed your mind. Whatever happened to our love? I wish I understood. He used to be so nice, he used to be so good. So when you're near me, darling, can you hear me? S.O.S. The love you gave me, nothing else can save me. S.O.S. When you're gone, I cannot even try.
I understood what happened to our love. It used to be so good.
From the ABBA musical Mamma Mia, you heard S.O.S., sung by Siobhan McCarthy and Hinton McRae.
A trio of three musicals by Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick opened on October 18, 1966 at the Schubert Theater. It was called The Apple Tree. It ran for 463 performances. Its leads were Larry Blyden, Alan Alda, and the wonderful Barbara Harris, and we're going to one of Barbara Harris's songs from the second of the three musicals, The Lady or the Tiger. Here she is to sing, I've Got What You Want.
I've got what you want. I've got what you need. I know how much want it. Yeah, yeah. Sanjar, I know my father would kill me if he knew my heart was set on giving what I've got to you. Yeah, yeah. I know. What's mine is yours, you know.
That was Barbara Harris from The Apple Tree by Bach and Harnack with I've Got What You Want.
The box office champion for October is Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats, which played 6,592 performances. But the musical I'm going to sample is Catching Up. Wicked has played over 6,000 performances, and it's by Stephen Schwartz. Usually we use a song by Kristen Chenoweth or Idina Menzel, one of the two Tony Award nominees from Wicked. But today we're going to have a song by the Wizard of Oz himself, Joel Grey. Here is A Sentimental Man.
I am a sentimental man who always longed to be a father. That's why I do the best I can to treat each citizen of Oz as son or daughter. So, Elphaba, I'd like to raise you high, 'cause I think everyone deserves the chance to fly. And helping you with your ascent allows me to feel so parental, for I am a sentimental man.
Joel Grey as the Wizard of Oz sang A Sentimental Man from Wicked by Stephen Schwartz.
Peter Allen was recognized twice on Broadway, first for a musical he wrote for himself called Legs Diamond, and then in The Boy from Oz, a musical that was a very loose biopic sort of thing of his life. It opened on the 16th of October in 2003 at the Imperial Theater and ran for 364 performances and introduced a young man to many American audiences that those of us who went to London knew as a musical powerhouse, and that's Hugh Jackman. Here is Hugh to sing with Colleen Hawkes, Terry Kelly, and Stephanie Kutsuba with Not the Boy Next Door.
Coming home used to feel so good. I'm a stranger now in my neighborhood. I've seen the world at a faster pace, and I'm coming now from a different place. No, I may look the same way to you. Underneath there is somebody new. I am not the boy next door. I don't belong like it did before. Nothing ever seems like it used to be. You can have your dreams, but you can't have me. Oh, I can't come back here anymore, 'cause I am not the boy next door. You've been saving those souvenirs, faded photographs from my foolish years. I made plans, but they're wearing thin, and they won't work out, 'cause I don't fit in. And those memories will just weigh you down, 'cause I got no place to keep them uptown. I am not the boy next door. I don't belong like it did before. Nothing ever seems like it used to be. You can have your dreams, but you can't have me. Oh, I can't go back there anymore, 'cause I am not the boy next door. But if you look past the past, you can see that I am not the boy next door. I don't belong like it did before. Nothing ever seems like it used to be. You can have your dreams, no, but you can't have me. I can't go back there anymore,
That was a song entitled Not the Boy Next Door from The Boy from Oz, the original cast recording featuring Hugh Jackman with Colleen Hawkes, Tari Kelly, and Stephanie Kutsuba.
After the big hits Oklahoma and Carousel, great things were expected from the next musical by Rodgers and Hammerstein. But Allegro opened on October 10, 1947, and ran for only 315 performances. No one knows exactly why the original Broadway production failed, because this is an outstanding musical, and the Encore series at City Center chose it as the musical that opened the series years ago. Fortunately for us, the Masterworks Broadway label did a complete recording of the score of Allegro, and we're going to sample that now since we think the original cast recording, which is only about 30 minutes long, did not do the show justice. We have a song called You Are Never Away, and we're going to include its encore. It's sung here by Patrick Wilson and the chorus.
Never away from your home in my heart. There is never a day when you don't play a part. In a word that I say or a sight that I see, you are never away and I'll never. You're a smile on my face or a song that I sing. You're a rainbow I chase on a morning in spring. You're a star in the lace of a wild willow tree, in the green leafy lace of a wild willow tree. But tonight you're no star, nor a song that I sing. In my arms where you are sweeter than spring. In my arms where you are, clinging closely to me, you are lovelier by far than I dreamed you could be. You are lovelier, my darling, than I dreamed. A star in the lace of a wild willow tree, in the green leafy lace of a wild willow tree.
But tonight you're no star, you're a song that I sing. In my arms where you are sweeter.
To me,
you are lovelier by far than I dreamed.
from the 2-CD studio cast recording of Allegro, you heard Patrick Wilson and the chorus sing You Are Never Away, and it's encore.
Now, there were some shows that didn't do particularly well in the month of October. Her first, Roman, only ran for 17 performances, and I don't think we have any music from that. Hurry, Hurry by Bill Whedon and David Finkel ran for 2 performances at the Ritz Theater. Miss Moffat never made it into New York, even though it was scheduled for a New York opening.
And I can tell you, having seen it in Philadelphia, it's a good thing it closed out of town.
That closed at the Schubert Theater in Philadelphia, and that had music by Albert Haig and lyrics by Emlyn Williams. And the other one that was really a surprise to many people was a new musical by Bob Merrill that closed at the Forest Theater in Philadelphia. Well, actually, it played there and then moved to the Majestic Theater, where it closed some 12 days shy of its scheduled opening. And that was Breakfast at Tiffany's. And that starred Mary Tyler Moore and Richard Chamberlain. But that's it for us today. We hope you'll join us next week when we'll be paying tribute to Maren Mazie, whom we unfortunately lost all too young. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.